From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The nation's top intelligence official, Dennis Blair, confirms he is resigning. NPR's Scott Horsley reports there's no word yet on who will replace the Director of National Intelligence.
The position was created in the wake of the 9/11 attacks to coordinate information from throughout the U.S. intelligence community. Blair and other officials drew criticism after the failed bombing attempt aboard a Detroit-bound airliner on Christmas Day. Once again, U.S. intelligence agencies had failed to connect the dots that might have prevented the would-be bomber from boarding the plane in the first place. That incident was the subject of a scathing report this week by the Senate Intelligence Committee. Blair's also battled over turf with CIA Director Leon Panetta. According to a government official, several strong candidates to replace Blair have already been interviewed. Scott Horsley, NPR News. The White House.
Oil company BP is acknowledging its initial estimate of how much oil is leaking from its busted well off the Louisiana coast was wrong. The company says it now is diverting around 5,000 barrels of oil a day from the well to the surface using a long tube. That's the total amount of oil BP originally said was gushing from the well. However, a newly released video shows oil continuing to leak into the water. Massachusetts Democrat Edward Markey says it proves BP's numbers weren't accurate.
One of the major points that we should take away from this video is that the 5,000 barrels a day estimate that BP pushed all along is dead wrong.
BP is preparing for yet another assault on the leaking well. The company says it plans to pump heavy mud into equipment at the top in hopes of being able to stop the leak. Toyota's president of U.S. sales took the hot seat before Congress today, testifying about the company's response to a massive recall over sudden acceleration problems affecting its vehicles. Chairman of the House committee investigating the recall, meanwhile, accused the vehicle maker of asking its lawyers to hire a consulting firm to cover up the problem. Toyota contends the problem had nothing to do with the vehicle's electronics. Stock prices took a beating again today because of concerns about the debt crisis in Europe. The Dow lost more than 3% of its value. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Some of the hardest-hit companies were those that do a lot of business in Europe, like Caterpillar, Boeing, and McDonald's. But stocks were down across the board. By the afternoon, all of the stocks in the Dow were lower for the day. The Standard & Poor's 500 index was down more than 10% from its high in April, signaling what's called a market correction. Investors were also unhappy about a Labor Department report that said unemployment claims were a lot higher than expected last week. The report raises questions about the strength of the U.S. recovery. But much of the drop seemed tied to the crisis in Europe. Investors are worried that Greece's problems could lead to a double-dip recession throughout the continent. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.
On Wall Street, the Dow fell 376 points today to close at 10,068. The Nasdaq was down 94 points. This is NPR. California home sales are down by roughly 1% from a year ago. That's based on the latest analysis from the San Diego firm DataQuick, which says the decline in April could be due to some buyers delaying purchases in order to take advantage of a new state tax credit that became available May the 1st. Real estate monitoring firm says all told about 37,500 homes were sold in California last month, down by around 3,800 from the same month last year. Lance Armstrong has dropped out of the Tour of California bicycle race after crashing and injuring himself. The accident happened after Armstrong met with reporters and defended himself against doping accusations by disgraced U.S. cyclist Floyd Landis. More from NPR's Tom Goldman.
Lance Armstrong and several other racers crashed during stage 5 of the Tour of California. Armstrong reportedly got stitches in his cheek and elbow and dropped out of the race. It was the end of a tumultuous day for the 7-time Tour de France winner, who told reporters earlier he has nothing to hide. That was in response to news that Armstrong's former teammate, Floyd Landis, sent a number of recent emails to officials in the cycling world in which Landis admitted doping. He also accused other cyclists, including Armstrong, of doing the same. Landis won the 2006 Tour de France, but then was stripped of the title after testing positive for a banned performance-enhancing drug. Landis then waged a public campaign to clear his name. Landis told ESPN.com he finally admitted doping to clear his conscience and not be part of the problem anymore. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
Crude oil futures prices ended the day lower. Oil was down $1.86 a barrel to end the session at $68.01 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.